Good morning. I'm very happy to be here today. And it's a pleasure for me and my family. I want to teach you an Albanian word. The way they say good morning in Albania, it's mir mëngjes. Can you repeat with me? Mir mëngjes. Yes, now we have a lot of people who are ready to be missionaries in Albania. Praise God. That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you then for the introduction, and we are very glad for the opportunity to share here at the Zion. Thank you, Pastor Sarah. And as you know, me and my family have been missionaries in Albania since 2016. We served 11 years in Lesia, and then 5 years, the last 5 years, we've been Shkodër. Albania, it's in Eastern Europe. It's a country about 2.5 million. Oh, here we go. Thank you. It's a country about 2.5 million people, and the majority are Muslims. We are doing a church planting in our city, Shkodër, in a Muslim neighborhood, and God has been doing great things there. God is good. So before we go further, I first want to apologize myself. As you know, we are Brazilian, which we speak Portuguese, and we serve in Albania, which we already have learned. Good morning, it's Albanian, and now we are here and speaking in English. So if I do make some mistakes in English, you're free to correct me later. I would glad appreciate that because I want to improve my English. In the beginning was the Word. The Gospel of John just begin on the same way that the Genesis began. And Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And John want to make it clear that in the beginning of all creation, the Word was there. Jesus was there in the beginning of everything. And when I say everything, it's kind of everything we know, like time, space, matter, everything. And says the Word was with God, so Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Verse 3 says that all things were made through him, and then without him was not anything made. So Jesus was there, but he wasn't just watching the creation. Everything, all things were made through him, and without him was nothing made. So let's do a small exercise together. We may know, think about things that you know that exist. Some people know more than others, so it's a lot of things that we know. But let's join together, if we would join our knowledge about existence and creations, everything we know together, it's a lot of thing. Jesus made it. God created through Jesus. But we can go even further. Let's think about things that we don't know. That, in my opinion, could be even more things. He made it everything. Everything. And the verse 4 says that in him was life, and the life was the light. So he do this, compare the life and the light. And the opposite of life is death, and the opposite of light is darkness. Verse 5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand, or did not, the light shines in the darkness. Oh, yeah. Someone would know, what is the definition of darkness? Does someone know the definition of darkness? The absence of light. Yes. Darkness is the absence of light, which means that where is light, where light exists, darkness cannot exist. They do not exist at the same time. So On the verse 5 that says, the darkness has not overcome it, or in some translations would say did not comprehend or say did not understand, which means like in a place that is a dark place, when the light shine, it just, the darkness disappear like that. There is no battle. There is no resistance. There is no, I'm not going out. Yes, you are. It's immediately when the lights come, the darkness disappear. So we know this in the physical, but spiritually it's about the same. So I want to share a testimony about a person that was learning the good news about salvation. And we know that the good news is the light that came about Jesus, is Jesus' light. So here you can see my wife and Daniela. She's a girl in this our church plant. She's in our neighborhood. She came from a Muslim background family. But the majority of the Muslims in Albania, they are not practicing. They just are nominal Muslims. So she was learning. She accepted Jesus, and she was going through the discipleship, learning about Jesus, and she started to come to our church. She started to join every meeting and grow in faith and serve. And at some point, Solange asked her, what was the most interesting thing that she had learned about God? And she said, everything. Solange thought that she did not understood well her question. So she said, no. Can you tell me what was the most interesting thing that you say, like, wow, you were amazed. The thing that amazes you about learning from God, what God did, sending Jesus, and now you're learning in the church, and what was the most impressive thing? And she replies, everything. And then finally, Solange asked her, why everything? And she said, because everything is new. And you know what we are seeing about darkness being absent of light? We know that. So imagine someone that has lived in darkness the whole life, like someone that maybe is blind, never have seen anything but just darkness. And suddenly, the light came. And the person started to see things that never saw before. So imagine a person like this, seeing for the first time a tree. We've seen trees around, small trees, big trees, old trees, young trees, with fruits, not, you know? But imagine with me a person that first time seeing a tree, it's gonna be like that, wow, look at that. It's amazing, it's so big, it's so green. It's a lot of leaves, look at that, it's amazing. And someone that have seen the whole life would say, yeah, it's a tree. The same happened with someone who just been saved, accept Jesus, and start to see the light and the beauty and amazing about God, the way that God loved and what he did, send his son and everything. It's so beautiful. And they are amazed about this. In the Bible term would say the first love. They're wow. So that was a lesson also for us. When Daniela was learning about Jesus and God, she was amazed. And it was a reminder for us saying, well, you know, sometimes we have been seeing the light for so long that we get used to the beautiful of the gospel. But we need to be amazed about what God has done for us. We should be amazed about the glory of God sent his own and beloved Son. The Word came to show in the light. We need to be amazed like someone who's seen a tree for the first time. Look at that! It's amazing! Yeah, so please, you can pray for her. If you remember, she's still attending a church, she's growing, she now start to serve in some things in the church, moving chair, place, and so pray that she'll never lose that, and she'll grow with the Lord. So in the verse 10 says that he was in the world was made through him, and yet the world did not know him. Jesus came to the world, something that he made it, and his creation did not know him. Is this sentence that I want to read says, the creator became creature to save creation. The creator became creature to save the creation. What means him who did everything, he just became one of us. The same one of us. In flesh, Jesus, he suffered. He felt tired. He felt thirsty, pain, hungry. He felt everything. He went through temptations, but he never sinned. And the only human perfectly walking this role was him. He did everything that none of us could ever done. And on the end, he got just what we deserved. Death. He paid for us. So in the verse 11 says something that most of the people would say that was for Israel people, or that says like he came to his own and his own people did not receive him. You know, but also this is a reflection, one of the reflections, of one of the possible answers about when we share the gospel with someone, like we as a missionary on the mission field, we're going to share more testimonies, but when someone learn about Jesus, there is two possible reactions, and one is this, like, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. We've shared gospel with some people that would say, you know, it's good for you, but it's not for me. No, I don't believe it. No. Some people would react like that, even today. You say Jesus is the only way. He's redemption. He's the only way to God. There is no way to be saved, no way to receive forgiven of our sins. Besides Jesus is the only way. People say, it's good for you. But praise God, not everyone react like that. Praise God, people, when they heard about Jesus, some people would say, yes. That's what is in the verse 12. The last verse says, but to all who did receive him, to all who did receive him, doesn't say for some, for a few, for many, but it says to all who did receive him, Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. He gave the right to become children of God. So I want to do an exercise. Look the person, your neighbor, right, sit beside you and say to him or to her, you're a child of God. Can you do that? Say, you're a child of God. Yes. That's why we are brothers and sisters. And we are children of God because Jesus gave the right to us to become. And we became his children. There is nothing more important in this earth. There is nothing more important in this life. There is nothing else biggest, greater than to be a child of God. Everything else you can do or you can get, or you're going to work harder to get it in your life, one day is going to be gone. Even the things more precious we have in our life, like our families, our children, our spouse, one day we are going to be gone, or they're going to be gone. We're going to die. You know, this life is, we're passengers. We are going through this life. So everything that this life, this world has to offer, good, bad things, will pass through. But if you are a child of God, if you get this right, the last day of your life is going to be the first day that you're going to meet your spiritual or heavenly Father. Isn't that amazing? It, because it's worse than anything else, people are willing to lose everything they want, even precious things, because they became children of God. And I want to share a story. So we have two pictures here, as you can see. The brother who's been baptized, that picture is 2 years ago. And this sister Dao here is just a couple weeks before we came from Albania to Virginia. So what happened was that Albania, families is like this. They don't have retirement system for the elderly people. So what happened is that, how did they care for their elderly people? Is works like this. If a family has 3, 4, 5 sons, the youngest son will never leave the house of his parent. The older one's gonna get married, she's gonna leave, and when it goes to the youngest one, when he is the time to marry, he's gonna marry, and he's gonna bring his wife inside of his parents' house, because he has the responsibility of take care of the parents. And if they have children, they're gonna live out together, living happy forever. So, what happened is that this brother, Clinton, he was the only son, his family. He has sisters. But when he became a Christian, started to follow in Jesus, his father was unhappy. But in his case, he is from Catholic background. So his father said, no, I don't want you to go to that church. I don't want you to do that. But he, you know, when the lights come through and you start to see the beauty of the gospel and you understand and you're amazed and you start to love in God, nothing else matters. So he started to come and he decided to be baptized. He and his wife. And they have 2 children and they were all living at his parents' house. So they were baptized and his father knew get to know that they were baptized, and his father called all the other members of the family. One day, he went back home from his job and see cars in front of his house. When he went inside, he saw all his uncles and all his relatives, men, and they were waiting for him because they want to pressure him so he would not follow Jesus anymore. And they said, or you reject your faith and come back to our religion, or we're going to reject you. What someone we're going to do if your family would say, I will reject you if you do not reject what you believe? It's hard decision. But once you've seen the truth, nothing else matters. They decide to follow Jesus no matter what. So they were put out of their house, him, his wife, two children. And we as a church, we helped them. And we, our church is a, like a house with three floors. We have on the third floor, they lived there for a while. But he stayed faithfulness. And he shared the gospel with his mom, his mother, and she accepted Jesus. But she said, you know, I cannot go in the church because of your father, but I believe. And then he shared the gospel with his sister. She's right there. And she accepted Jesus also, but she said, I cannot go because I'm afraid about it's going to happen with me, the same that happened with you. But just a couple weeks ago, before we came to the States, she decided to be baptized. And she was baptized, following Jesus as her brother, no matter what. It's amazing to see people coming to God when they understand that the most precious thing is being a child of God. So we also have other ministries in Albania. This is the woman's ministry. So this is the most fruitful ministry we have in Albania, are with women. They are much more open for the gospel. The men are really more stubborn. That happened just in Albania. Just in Albania. So the women, they are really open to the gospel, and they really share with each other. It's an amazing opportunity to share the gospel because of the culture, being Muslim, basis culture. Sometimes some women, they would have really hard time in their families with their husbands, and some of them would suffer even violence, but they cannot go to the police because of the culture, what people are going to think. So the church is really a place where they can share, pray, and get a hope from God. And it's been really fruitful. Solange and Visa, which is a wife of we have a local pastor, which we work together. So Solange and Visa. We have Bible studies and leadership training. So we do Bible studies with the church on the middle of the week. And also we have a small group of people who we are doing theological leadership training. So they will lead the ministries in Albania in the church that we have. That is our goal. And also youth meetings and children's meeting. So Albania has been communist for a long time. And we just now, this new generation of teenagers and children, they are the generation that they have not lived the communism time, and they have not been grown by people who lived in the communism time. So some of them are people really third generation after the communism, which is a really great opportunity because all the bad things from the communism now, they're not in their lives. They're not in their memories. So you can pray for us also. There is three ways, I would say, people, that how can we partner with you in missions? You can pray for us. We definitely need prayer. So please pray for us. Before you go, take our prayer card and pray for Albania. Pray that God may reach Albanian people for the gospel. Pray for the brothers and sisters that sometimes when they became a believer, they would have difficulty in their lives with their family. You also can help us giving. We are doing a fundraising for our next term. If God directs you to do that, you are very welcome. And we need people. And I know that every one of you know how to say good morning in Albania. So if God somehow had put on your heart a compassion, a love, a desire for Albanian people, please, you're more than welcome to join us. There's a lot to do. Let's pray. Lord, thank you because you gave us the right to become your children. It's not because we deserve, not because we are better than other people, definitely not, but it's because of Jesus Christ. What he did on cross in his life and resurrection. Thank you, because this is the biggest honor, privilege we would ever have. But we pray that more people that yet do not know you, especially in Albania and around the world, they would have the opportunity to know you and your son, Jesus Christ. Bless each one of us here and use our lives for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.